yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunday smiled at me and really eased the pain. Oh, the darkness are gone and the bright days are here. My son, one child, so
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know when you hear a little Stevie Wonder and a little Sonny, oh, it means that it's always sunny here in the studio, especially when Eldon Scott is here, the chief kindness officer for Sonny's Barbecue. It's Friday. You're here. Life is good. How are you?
Good morning, Meg. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad it's Friday. I'm ready for the weekend.
I know. And your boys took the W home last week, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And I got my shirt on every Friday. I got to have my Georgia colors on. So
hurts a little more this week than last week.
Well, I'll tell you. I know. I'm sorry. But it was a good game.
Yeah.
I will say that I'm getting very annoyed with all the refs around the SEC. I thought there were some bad calls.
There's a reason why people love to hate the refs, right?
Yeah. But there were some bad calls for both sides, I thought. Yeah. So, however.
I think they're trying their best.
Yeah,
and the replays help. I think that's come a long way.
Yeah, it was funny. I was watching. Someone had sent me a tape from a game years ago, and there was no replay back then.
Yeah.
And I had to laugh because we've all gotten so spoiled. Now we're hearing not that they have a replay. Now we're actually hearing on the ACC the analysis of the replay.
Yeah.
So I don't want to know all that.
It's got a little bit better.
I don't want to know. I just want to, did they get the goal? Did they not get the goal? Whatever. But it's a big week this week with the Foo Foo Festival. I always tease Eldon because he's the chief kindness officer, and I don't know that I know anybody in the community who is out and about as much as he is. I don't know. It seems like, were you out every night this week, it feels like?
No.
Almost?
Not really.
Well, your Facebook sure looks like you're everywhere during the day and at night, and leadership and this and that.
Yeah,
I mean,
leadership
all kinds.
Pensacola, and then had last night had Habitat for Humanity Gala with the House That Built Gala.
I heard that was really beautiful.
Nice. It was nice. They were at Symposium, and it was a nice evening, and prayers for a gentleman who was having a medical emergency. So
I heard about that.
Hopefully he's doing well today, and seemed like he was able to walk out on his own. So hopefully everything's good. So
we'll keep him in our prayers. And when they walk out, that's a good sign.
That's a good sign. Yeah.
Well, if you are looking for something to do this weekend, you have no excuse because this weekend is chock full of everything. We've got the Foo Foo Fest going on. You can go to foofoofest.com and find out about all the events that are going on. Little Theater has the Somebody to Love show. I had the chance to see The Luck at Penn Arts, and it was fabulous. You also have, oh my gosh, the Greek Festival, the Pensacola Greek Festival, if you're into baklava and some Greek music. That'll be going on this weekend. That started today. Also, my favorite of the year, Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival will be this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got Veterans Day coming up on Tuesday. There are going to be two parades, one in Pensacola and on Pensacola Beach. I mean, whew. I'm already
exhausted.
It's
a lot of things to go do.
and that's not even the whole list.
I think that is the perfect segue, Meg, to talk about our four locations
that
are in the Pensacola area. You do have to eat. So, I know baklava.
There's no time to cook. Go to Sonny's.
Yeah, come to Sonny's. We got four stores in the local area.
Yeah.
So we'll start with our Pace, Florida location, located on Highway 90 there in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store, just west of Avalon Boulevard, probably half mile west of Avalon Boulevard. Give you a little mile marker to.
There you go.
I guess it's not a road marker. I'll get it right.
You'll get it. You can't.
Yeah.
You
so Pace,
miss
Florida
the
location.
Sign.
Yep. So we're there, right next to the IHOP, in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store, and then we have our 9th Avenue store, which also does have a banquet room. And if you are in the process of booking your holiday parties, go ahead and give us a call. Get on the schedule. Book that time. So at our 9th Avenue location, we can host up to 40 people there and no charge for the room. So that's the important part.
That's amazing because when you're trying to have a Thanksgiving, maybe a nice lunch for your office or for family or for an organization or a group, it really makes a difference when you don't have to pay for the room.
It really does.
You have to pay for the room and then pay for the food and everything. So this is great.
Yeah,
and you keep the prices
just an example.
Affordable.
I mean, if you're paying $5 and you got 50 people, that's an extra $10 a person that you're having to pay.
Right.
So not to mention if there's any cleanup fees or anything along that line. So no charge for the room again. So just the cost of the food. We have buffets starting at about $12 a person. So you can get, you know, meats, three sides, drinks, all the trimmings and, you know, plates, and it includes everything. So you just come in and set that up, and yeah.
It's so reasonable, really.
It really is.
So you have two locations with banquet rooms.
We do, and then our Navy Boulevard location, so we can host up to about 75 there. Great teams at both locations. They'll serve staff, will basically set it up for you, have it nice and easy. We typically only do off menu for less than 15 people. We can do that. Mm-hmm. Anything more than that, it just service takes too long and people want to get fed. And so over 15 people, we try to do a buffet style setup
that
for
makes
it.
Sense.
Just makes it easier.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And we have tons of options. So, I mean, you can do a lot of different things. I mean, we can do a ton of stuff.
Well, you've got a great menu to choose from. There's no doubt about that. So what about your other location?
And then our other location, so that Navy Boulevard location is located on Navy Boulevard, almost right at the end of Highway 98, across from the Walmart there, just north of Pensacola, NAS Main Gate. And then we have our Pine Forest location, which is technically on Shelley Road. There's a little side road that runs behind the I'm a true Pensacolian, the Tom Thumb. It is not a Tom Thumb any longer. Right. It is a Cumberland Farm.
Yeah,
it is a Cumberland Farm.
Yeah, gotcha.
So it runs behind the Cumberland Farm gas station there, and you can just go cut into the Pine Forest Sonny's barbecue location right there. So great teams at all the stores. And then we also do work with the Mobile store and Fort Walton Beach store. So if you find yourself in those neck of the woods, definitely stop in and visit us. We do have Sonny's and locations in Fort Walton. And
well, I think one of the things that I like is I do a location there that has the shady trees, and it's a nice outdoor spot.
You got to talk about your favorite.
A Monday special.
Meg's favorite. Buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches. So y'all come on in, swing through that drive through, take advantage of that deal. That is a great deal.
It is a great deal.
Every Monday. You don't have to have the app, but I absolutely recommend that y'all
get
go ahead and download
the
app.
Rewards.
Get the rewards points. You get all the special offers. You're going to know all the things that are going out from, you know, Sonny's corporate and all the promos that they do. And I was having a conversation with, I'm drawing a blank on who it was now. But we're doing $2 draft beers.
I think that would be just perfect for
a game watching.
Oh,
I remember who it was
watching.
Yesterday morning in my B&I group. Skylar Sterin, who's there for a fundraiser event for a puppy nonprofit that he's involved with. And I'm drawing a blank on the name of that. But he's like, y'all got $2 draft beers. He's like, why doesn't everybody know this? So $2 draft beers while any football game's on. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, buy one, get one free on draft beers all the time. So,
Gosh.
Yeah, come on in.
All the time? Buy one, get one free draft?
All the time. There you go.
Hello.
So come on in, see us, you know, get some of those chicken wings. Got all the football games this weekend, so I have to plug it. Then one of the best specials I think is in town for catering. It's 50 wings for $49.99. Get those slow smoked wings. You do have to order that in 24 hours in advance to get that. So you can go to sunnyscatering.com and place that order for tomorrow. 24-hour advance notice pickup, just because we got to marinate them and smoke them.
Oh, yeah.
These things, you know.
They're not frozen.
They're not.
No, they're not.
They're fresh. They're marinated. Then they're smoked. And on those big rotisserie smokers with that oak smoke, and they're delicious. So if you've not had our barbecue wings or smoked wings, come on in and try them. We can toss them in whatever sauce you want. If you want a barbecue sauce, mild sauce, hot sauce.
Sounds good to me.
Dry rub. I like them with the dry rub.
All of the above.
All of the above.
Well, and here's the thing is that we got a couple of big games this weekend. So if you do like to watch football and you want to have some folks over, don't cook. Let them go ahead and just order it. And then you can go pick it up through the drive-thru or go in through the store. Yeah. And it's all taken care of. But you want to do that today because you open at what time today?
We open at 10:45 at all of our locations today. Okay. So, I mean, obviously we're open online 24 hours a day.
Right.
You know, you can place that order at any given time. But stores are open at 10:45 at all locations, and then Sunday through Thursday we're open until 9:30, and then Friday and Saturday night we're open until 10 p.m.
Excellent. Okay, so we're talking about a lot of ways that you can cater, ways that you can get together with family and friends, but now let's talk a little bit about the food.
Yeah.
So this is the fall menu now.
Yeah, we do have the fall menu.
So talk about
and
that,
swing
it's a little
right now.
Different than what we had
before.
Yeah,
we're rolling it through the end of November, so they're absolutely delicious. If you've not had the pecan pie egg rolls, they're good. You know, it's kind of like a churro and a pecan pie churro. I don't know how to explain it, you know.
It's really almost, and I hate to say it because it diminishes a little bit, but a pecan pie fritter in a way.
Fritter?
But maybe because it's a crunchy outside crust, but then the inside is like pecan pie. Right. And I'm telling you, they're really, really good. Just take my word. I wouldn't lead you astray.
So come on in and try those.
Those are really good.
We do have the maple pork burn-ins also. So those have been kind of hit. So it's what we call, it's part of the pork collar. So it's part of the pork butt that competition barbecue teams typically use for their competition pork. So it's probably the richest, you know, juiciest piece of the pork butt.
Huh.
And so what we're doing, we're smoking them typically 4 to 5 hours, 3 hours, depending on the size of them. And then we're dicing those up, and then we're treating them like burn-ins. We're using that fall maple barbecue sauce that we have, a little brown sugar, some of the seasoning, and then re-smoking those so they get good and caramelized. So,
So what is that called?
Check out maple pork burn-ins.
Burnt ends. Okay, yeah. Okay, that sounds really good.
So typically you make burn-ins out of the brisket point. Mm-hmm. And so the brisket point is the top part or the cap of the brisket. It's the fattier part. And so you take that part off, dice it up in, you know, inch and a half cubes, and then re-smoke it with some barbecue sauce, brown sugar.
Oh, wow.
Some that we do actually, I can't give away the company's secrets. But you know, barbecue sauce, a little brown sugar, and a few other things. And then you re-smoke it, and it gets nice and caramelized. And so that's
delicious.
So that's kind of how we've done these pork collars. It's not a traditional burnt end, if you will, but it does, it's a really good application, and they're delicious. They've been a big hit. So
okay, so what else is on the fall menu?
We have, you know, we have the pulled pork corn cakes. Those have been a good hit. You know, we did that for sweet for the summer with the strawberry, basically like a strawberry shortcake, but we went savory for the fall. And so it was pulled pork, coleslaw, onion straws, barbecue sauce. So that's a really good one. It's basically like almost like a bowl, like a constructed bowl, but an undeconstructed bowl. I don't know how they, you know how the chefs do all that stuff, right?
Yeah, it's a bowl of good stuff.
So it's on a plate, but you know, anyway, those are really good and been a big hit. And so, and then we also have the $11 jumbo potato.
That sounds really good.
It is really good.
What's on that?
It is, Meg. You are correct.
This happens to me every Friday.
Yep.
I'm starving by 10 o'clock.
So it's basically a giant pound. I think it might be more than a pound. I don't know. It's a giant potato. We bake them off, salt them and rub them with, oil them and rub them with salt and bake them again. And then, you know, cut them open, add the pulled pork.
Gosh.
Yeah,
you know, on Monday, I think they're talking about the temperature's going to go down into the 30s.
I heard.
So that would be a good thing to have because it'd be hot and filling and the pork. Oh, that sounds good for the colder weather for sure.
So come see us at one of our four locations.
Okay.
We can definitely take care of you.
And what about prime rib? Is that something with the catering menu?
Yeah, so prime rib is something. So we like to say we have three ways that we cater. So we can do pickup catering. And so whether you need a pan of mac and cheese like I did for a group last night for Valerie's house, they had their holiday party last night. And so they just needed a pan of mac and cheese. So dropped that off yesterday after late afternoon and got them taken care of. And they do a lot of good work there for helping kids who've gone through a loss of family members. So
they're a great organization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they do a lot of good work. So they had their holiday party. And so that was really good. And then what else?
Well, so we have what else is
catering?
All, yeah, the catering.
I'm just thinking I started thinking about Valerie's house the things are there. But so the pickup catering, we do also deliver. So if you need something delivered, bringing the barbecue to you, we can absolutely do that. Whether it's an office lunch, we fed on Monday. We fed the city of Pensacola. They're having a staff training,
fed,
I think 55 folks over there. So delivered to City Hall down there. And
that's fantastic.
Delivery, bring it to you, set it up, and then we have a full service catering team. So whether you need, you're having a wedding, corporate event, we did the annual banquet for the Chamber of Commerce. So whatever it is that you have going on, we can definitely take care of that. We have a great team, do full service setup, bring out the chafing dishes, tablecloths, do what we can to match the style of your event. We use like upgraded paper products, or we can do some, if you have China, we can figure that piece
very
out.
Very adaptable.
We do what we can to make it work for whatever style of event that you're having, and have a great team. So we do, like I said, that full service catering from set up to clean up. We do the whole soup to nuts,
barbecue
to green beans. I don't know.
Barbecue to mac and cheese.
There you go. Barbecue to mac and cheese. That'll work for me.
That'll work. Well, one of the things that works too is when you're going out with family, there's so much happening right now with kids in the fall. You got soccer games. games and football games and so many things going on. So you're running around all weekend. And if you want to take a break, I think one of the neatest things that y'all do is on Saturdays, grandparents can bring their kids in and eat free.
That's right.
Which, what's happening in the economy right now and all the having to cut back, what a great thing for families.
Yeah, yeah. So kids and grandkids eat free. Mm-hmm. I know that's Meg's second favorite.
I just think it's a great idea.
It is. So every Saturday along the Gulf Coast here at all of the what we call ACG BBQ locations, so Mobile to Fort Walton Beach, kids and grandkids eat free. So just come in, one free kids meal per adult entree. And so take advantage of that, eat some good slow smoke barbecue, and enjoy a good Saturday afternoon.
And then you got the beer.
And the beer.
The kids can't have
drink
the beer.
Drink responsibly, always, obviously.
The kids can't have the beer, but you know, grandma and grandpa can have
always,
a little sip.
Always drink responsibly.
For Eldon, 850-437-1620. We're almost due to give a little something away, aren't we?
Yeah. So, you know, it always seems like it's a crowd favorite, you know, so we got a little family feast to give away. So,
tell me what's in the family feast.
Oh, so a family feast, Meg.
Yes. Eldon, what's our prize?
Family feast from Sonny's Barbecue includes four meats, three side kicks, your choice of bread, and a gallon of sweet tea.
You can't go wrong with that. That would feed how many people?
We typically say 4 to 6, but you know, it depends on your crowd, you know.
Great.
Maybe.
Well, what we usually do on Friday mornings is we will have a little trivia question, usually Sonny's related, and so then what we do is have you call in. So tell me what the question is and what number of texture would you like to
first have person to text in. Well, yeah, first person to text in how many locations are in the News Radio listenership. Are you listening?
Where you're listening. Okay.
Do it a little different this time.
All right, first person, 85 that gets it right, 850-437-1620.
Yep.
Okay, text it in right now. We'll see who the winner is.
Yeah, here we
go. So in the meantime, you also have some other fall things on the menu, true?
We do. And so the maple bacon.
Okay, I'm getting it right here.
You got it?
No, hang on. Wait, we got one. Let me see. Hang on a second.
I'll talk about the sandwich. So one you should definitely check out is the maple bacon turkey club sandwich. So it's on garlic bread with some of our slow smoked turkey, lettuce, tomato, our candied bacon with that maple barbecue sauce. So definitely check that one out. That's a delicious sandwich. And then, oh goodness, what else? Let's see here.
We have a winner.
We got a winner already?
Yes, we do already.
Well, that's good.
And this is a person that's a regular listener to the show. And congratulations, Catherine. You won the family feast. You got it right. Four locations in the Pensacola area.
Congratulations,
congratulations to you. Catherine, I will be sending you a text after the show, and we'll get you hooked up to pick up your gift certificate here at the station. And thank you to, oh my God, they're still coming. Thank you to everybody that texted in this morning. I'm sorry we can't get this away to everybody, but we sure do appreciate you listening.
Hey, listen next week. We'll probably be giving another one away next week. So.
We sure do appreciate you listening to the show. So Sonny's Barbecue, you have been the chief kindness officer now for how long?
Oh, 9 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think about 9 months.
So. Well, I think you might be the busiest man in town. Because I swear, Eldon, you do such a great job. You're always out and about. And that's the thing, too, that I love about our local businesses. And I've been pushing hard this month as we get into the holiday season and you're doing shopping and things like that. Do think about shopping local and to support our local restaurants and our local businesses because it's so important. I'm the worst. I admit it. I am the worst. I will go online to order something because it's quick and easy.
Yeah.
And then it's delivered to my mailbox the next day, which is great. But I'm going to make a concerted effort this year to get out more, go and support our local restaurants like Sonny's, who do so much to support us.
Yeah, locally owned franchise, boss here.
He's
from,
a real
from
person.
Pensacola. Yep.
Sonny's still alive and kicking.
Sonny's been here. Well, I mean, there's only one corporate location for Sonny's, and that's actually in Apopka, Florida. That is the only officially corporate location. All the other ones are independently franchised. We're like I said, we are the local. We all the ones in the local area are part of the same group.
Right.
And locally owned and across the entire footprint of Sonny's. Again, they're all locally owned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some have one location and then some have multiple locations.
Gotcha.
So across the whole Sonny's footprint, you know, not to say that some of the money doesn't go to Sonny's corporate because they got to run the marketing campaigns and all that stuff.
That's
and make the world go around.
Of
but,
course.
You know, we locally owned and been in this Pensacola community for 40 years.
Wow.
And,
Well, you do a lot to give back. I did get a question in the midst of all of the folks in the contest. Someone asked, how many people are required to reserve your side rooms, the banquet rooms?
I would typically say about 10 folks. You know, sometimes we give a little wiggle room there, but 10 folks usually is a good number. If not, we can kind of put you in the back corner. We have what we call the back porch. It's technically not the back porch, but we call it the back porch because we have a back porch. Anyway,
I've been in that room. I went to a bridal shower in that room. Yeah. It was perfect.
But we
can
definitely set up, you know, you and if you have a smaller group and need a, you know, kind of a
little privacy.
Semi-private area, we can help you out with that. So
the thing to do probably would be to call the local store that's near you, but there's the two that have the banquet rooms. So which locations are those again?
9th Avenue location and then our Navy Boulevard location. So go to sunnysbbq.com. You can get all the information there. Or if you want to use the good old Googly and search the location, you can get the phone number. I know the Navy Boulevard one by heart. It's 850-456-2000. I can't ever remember the 9th Avenue one location.
That's okay.
For whatever
reason. You can find it easily
But if you
enough.
Need to reach out to me personally, too, my cell phone, 850-418-3331. We'd love to take care of you. Those holiday feasts, you know, we've rolled the holiday feast out, some of our slow smoked turkey, some of the smoked ham, the sides. The dressing, the sweet potato casserole, some of our green beans. So definitely check those out. It's $79.99 for the family feast. If you want us to carve the ham or the turkey for you, it's an additional $10 upcharge. So it'll all be carved for you and ready to serve. So $89.99 if you want it all carved up and ready to
Excellent.
Go.
Excellent. Do you know if you're going to be open on Veterans Day on Tuesday?
We will be.
You will be? Okay, good.
We will be closed on Thanksgiving Day and then on Christmas Day. Outside of that, we are open 363 days a year.
Okay, so when you come back next week, we can talk more about that Thanksgiving family feast.
We want to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else?
There's a lot going on in the community, stores, that's for sure. Are you going to be out and about this weekend?
I'll be doing Key Lime Pie Bake Off at, where is it?
The Key Lime Pie Bake Off?
Yes.
That sounds like fun. That sounds good.
It's on the beach, and I can draw in a blank on the name of the place where it's at. Anyway.
Oh, all right. Well, that's all right.
Yeah, we'll get there. So come see us at our four locations this weekend. We have great teams that are ready to serve you any given day of the week and take care of you, serve you some of that slow smoke barbecue with some good Southern hospitality. And
can't go wrong with that. It's a wonderful place. I do go there. I really do quite often. Great food. If you haven't been, definitely check it out and definitely get the app. The Sunny's Barbecue app is really, it makes it so easy to order. You can just drive through and pick it up.
I mean, who doesn't love free barbecue, right? You got to collect those points, get some extra free barbecue and, I mean,
it works for me. But I also think your wings deal is a great deal for a football game.
So
it's coming up this weekend, and you can't go wrong with that.
And we do barbecue by the pound also. So if you know, 5 pounds of pulled pork and, you know, a pack of buns or you know, some brisket or turkey or whatever it is that you need, some pulled chicken, some barbecue meatballs, you know, definitely go to sunnyscatering.com and look at some of those options that we have there for your, you know, at home parties or whatever it might be. We'd love to take care of you. Great team serving you some slow smoke barbecue.
All right. And always
I hear the music, Meg.
Always sunny.
Sunny's
barbecue. Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer, thanks for coming in on Friday to get our weekend started right. Go ahead and get those orders in so you can have some great barbecue for your football games.
That's right. Y'all have a great weekend. Appreciate y'all listening, and we'll see y'all here next week again.